A senior school in Dublin has been substantially damaged by fire today. Our reporter Samantha Librari is at Scoil Cathrina Coileáine in Coolock this lunchtime, and earlier she spoke to Station Officer John Robertson from Kilbarrack Fire Station, and she asked him to describe what had happened.
The initial call came in approximately around 6 a.m. this morning, and on arrival we discovered the first floor of the school to be ablaze. Two classrooms, which eventually progressed into the roof. We made down either side of the actual fire and we contained it to one wing of the actual school and on the first floor.
How bad is the damage?
Quite extensive on the first floor of the school. Luckily enough, it's a kind of a concrete structure, so the fire was contained on the first floor and it's predominantly water damage on the ground floor.
But the whole roof has collapsed?
The roof of that particular wing has been destroyed, has collapsed.
And this was the reaction of some of those who gathered at the school this morning.
This morning at 6 o'clock, my brother came in knocking me up to say the school was on fire, and I got up and I went out and I looked, and it was just blazing. There was loads of we could see all the ambulances, or all the fire brigades and all, and it was just a shock to see the school on fire. I'm still actually upset over it, because I actually played in that school when I was small. That was our playing area, and we played every part of the school we played in, you know.
It was horrible. I didn't like it.
Was it quite scary?
I didn't know how it happened. Very scary. It's going up in flames.
And you were crying looking at it, weren't you?
Yeah.
We just got woken up by a phone call from my partner's mum to make sure it wasn't our house that was on fire. And then we looked out the window and we obviously seen all the fire brigade and ambulance. Very upset, and I used to go to that school myself, so it's sad to see it's such a good school.
Sad.
How come?
Because my school just burnt down. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen.
She doesn't know what's going to happen, and that's one of the questions we have for Samantha Librari at Scoil Cathrina Coileáine. Before we get to that point, you know, what happens to those students, Samantha, will you tell us what the scene is there today, what's happening?
Well, Claire, the firefighters have left the scene after being here since 6 o'clock this morning, but Gardaí and other inspectors from the Department of Education and elsewhere remain on site. Scoil Cathrina is what you describe as a traditional primary school. It was built in the 1960s and it's divided into two wings, and it's the senior side of the school that was extensively damaged in that blaze this morning. There's five rooms on the top floor and five rooms on the bottom, and you can see from the damage that it, basically the fire ripped through those top classrooms, those upstairs classrooms. They've been left completely destroyed. There was just charred remains is all we could see there this morning. And the roof is completely gone. Underneath, there's five other rooms. They seem to be intact, but Dublin Fire Brigade say that there has been extensive water damage as they fought that blaze. Now, they managed to stop it spreading to the other wing of the school, which means that the junior school classrooms appear to be okay. But there's 200 pupils in about six or seven classes in that other side of the school. They range in age from kind of second class up to sixth class, and now they're without any accommodation, and it's unclear yet as to what's going to happen next.
So there's no contingency plan in place as of yet, Samantha, is that right?
Well, the Minister for Education, Joe McHugh, actually came to the site here today. He was accompanied by local Minister Finian McGrath. He attended the scene, he surveyed the damage, and afterwards he told us that they were doing everything that they can to get children back to school. I think you can hear from him now.
This is obviously a traumatic morning for the entire community here around Artane. So I just wanted to meet the principal, to come here and see for myself how much damage has been done. So I've been liaising with my officials in Tullamore this morning, and we have now an official on site just to get a read of things and obviously to evaluate the extent of the damage and to see what plans and measures we can put in place for education in the short term.
Is there any indication yet as to when the school will be able to reopen, or how the damage is substantial on the senior end of the school,
yeah,
how that school is going to be accommodated?
No, I'm not going to get into time frame at this stage, because the officials have just arrived from Tullamore, so they're going to do that evaluation.
Minister for Education Joe McHugh there speaking to Samantha Librari.